Hey, welcome to the Finance Fam podcast, where we cover finances, faith, family, and freedom. Whether you're in debt or a seasoned investor, we cover all the ways where beating the rat race, thriving in a recession, building wealth for future generations, and living with purpose to ultimately gain freedom and impact the kingdom, however the Lord calls us as believers. My name is Isaiah, and I'm one of the hosts of the show, alongside my good friend Andrew. We're both millennials living typical millennial lives, plus we love Jesus, we love our families, and we love freedom. Everything we cover is for entertainment purposes and should not be considered financial advice. Please don't sue us. Enjoy the show. Thanks.
And welcome, everyone, to a very unique episode of the Finance Fam. Today, we are on Allure of the Seas. Yes. In the middle of the Caribbean. We just finished a trip. We had a day at sea. Yep. And then we were at Nassau in Bahamas. We had some delicious jerk chicken. We walked for five miles
today.
We've
got a story about that.
Yeah. We walked for 5 miles today. Isaiah, how did we end up walking 5 miles?
Well, the thing is, you know, there's a lot of tourists when you get on the port. And we asked one person, you know, where's the best place to get jerk chicken? Or the best Caribbean
food?
And she, I remember her thinking really hard. She was like, fish fry. Okay, so we walk kind of the direction she told us to walk. We can't find this place. We ask another guy probably 30 minutes later, hey, what's the best place to get some quick Caribbean food? What's the best place? He's like, fish fry or fry fish, whatever the heck it's called.
Yes.
So at that point, it was confirmed to us that we need to walk five miles.
It was a confirmation.
Yeah.
Two witnesses.
And we did
right?
it.
Yes.
Yeah. Joy and Daniel did it too.
Yep. They did it. We had a very Caribbean delicious Dunkin' Donuts, and then we went... and we had some really spicy jerk chicken.
The spiciest.
And it was very spicy.
Yes.
It was even for me. Yes. And I really appreciate spicy food. But yeah, it's been good. It's been a fun time.
We joked that we wanted to... we've been so faithful and consistent in posting.
Yes.
And we're together for the next... We've been together for the last 3 days. Two more days together. Why the heck not release an episode, a bonus episode... for tomorrow morning. So
live on the open seas.
Live on the open seas.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord, for technology.
Good. Absolutely.
And Starlink. Shout out to Elon. This has been
working great. Yeah, you've been able to connect with home and still run a business and all that good stuff. Run multiple businesses. That's right. you've got your Turo business, obviously.
Yes.
You've got Blueprint, you've got rental income, which is a business, and then you've got something else going on now. Tell us a little bit about that. It's been intriguing. The more you explain it to me, I feel like, for whatever reason, I'm not able to discover. I don't know enough about it yet, but maybe you can help the people understand.
So I think I want to write a book or something about passive income and ways to do it, and like really easy ways to generate income. So this will be maybe its own episode. We've done versions of it, but I like want to do some deep dives on a couple things. But I got into options trading.
Okay.
And I've done some day trading. I've done some crypto trading. I've done some really risky stuff that I've lost money on. And I would never really recommend any person who's figuring out personal finance to do what I'm doing. But in this instance, these are vertical spreads. I'm not going to get into... I could spend an hour explaining options, and it's not really worth it. But the point is, I'm hedging my bets and my trades with an expert. I joined this group, and basically at any given moment, based on the contract size, I'm risking $100, but I can make $200. I can never lose more than $100, and I can only make $200, as an example. And I'm in a couple contracts right now. They've all yielded really great return, and I trade for less than 30 seconds when I buy these things, and I sit for weeks. If they go south, I can roll them, so my risk is really mitigated, and this looks like a really promising way for anybody with $1,000 to make easy money.
There we go.
So another episode. We'll have to do that.
So how much have you made so far? You're telling me on the crew, you said you made $30 just a little bit ago. How much have you made so far?
Today I'm $140.
There you go.
Yeah. I started this week, so.
Fantastic.
Let's go.
That pays for your
let's not talk about that.
Your pig excursion.
There you go. Swimming with the pigs.
Yeah. We had a comedian talk about the ridiculousness of the pig excursion. We have not done that.
Boomer boomer entertainment.
Yeah. This is crazy.
Very I would do it though. No. I'm not a boomer.
Yeah, no lie. There's only 30 spots.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Anyway, so we're giving all the tidbits of our week. But Andrew, anything you want to share? I know for me on vacations, I get really introspective, reflective. I'm thinking about finance. I'm thinking about family. I'm connecting with the Lord. I'm reading books. I've got a lot of things I could share that are kind of stirring within me. Anything, it could be nothing. Anything you want to share?
Yeah, for me, this has been, I mean, a vacation that has come at a really good time. I'm making a job transition, moved from full-time at Gate City into starting my own business, life insurance, financial coaching, and so I'm really excited. This vacation, you guys have been reading a book, and I've just been scribbling notes.
Journaling, yeah.
So I've been writing a book. That's what I've been doing.
Seriously?
Guys have been reading a book. No, not really.
Okay.
But I just listed all the things I'm excited about, and it's a really long list. I don't think ever in my life, Isaiah, I've been excited about so much. There's just so much going on. I've got my family moving in. Like, my parents are renovating their shop, and they're going to be there. There's transitions. There's a lot of joy. We got a baby. A baby coming to
you. Number 3.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
But yeah, it's just been an amazing time connecting with Isaiah and Danielle, just enjoy all together. It's been very, very relaxing and just what I've needed. So
I think any minute now there's a big grand piano in front of us, in front of this really, really nice bar.
Yes.
And someone's gonna come out here and play some entertaining music. And the music has been been amazing.
It's been amazing. Yeah, we just finished like a theater show, ridiculous, amazing production.
Yep.
Real quick, Isaiah, do you want to touch a little bit on the economy of this vessel? As a business person, I'm sure you could appreciate what Royal Caribbean does here. So the price to get on the ship is about as much, maybe a little bit more than your normal ship. But everything on the ship, there's plenty of opportunities to spend money. So how have you avoided this week spending a ridiculous amount of money?
I've not done a great job. I haven't done as bad of a job as some people.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you go book a Airbnb for a week in Florida, you're going to drop maybe $200 a night, maybe more in this economy. And so you're already spending about $1,500, given the length of the trip and however many people you have and whatever. For us, it's about $1,000 for 4 or 5 days, which if you do the math, it's $200 a day, $100 a person for 5 days. That's not terrible, given that you have lodging, have complimentary food, there's free entertainment, free entertainment, but then there's drinks, there's your sodas, there are things that are not included other than water and tea, there are excursions to do that cost money, what else do you have to pay for? Special food if you want it.
There's special restaurants and things you can purchase.
We had a massage. We splurged, and there's an upsell opportunity for them there. Yep. And so there's
you
an entire
Danielle,
economy.
You and I didn't have a couple's massage.
No. Well, maybe. We'll not confirm or deny.
This has been Finance Fair.
But I will say, I think a cruise, again, there's a lot of business opportunity and ways to get you. But I think if you are broke and looking for a fun trip.
Yes.
This is pretty, this economy, it's
bang
not
for
a bad,
your buck. It's really, really good.
Yes.
And so I'd highly recommend Royal Caribbean. They haven't sponsored this podcast, but it has been the best cruise experience I've ever had, bar none.
Same. And I've been on a couple.
Yeah.
So music's already starting over there.
That's right.
I'll just share personally for a second, and then we can maybe wrap up, or if you want to share anything. I've been reading Francis Chan, Crazy Love. Been reading Garden City by John Mark Comer. Been thinking about what it means to rest and relax and spend money and love Jesus and give away my money. And I'm in a very weird headspace, but I'm really excited to come back to work refreshed. I'm really excited to dream about missions and what I should do after I've reached FIRE. That's always the goal of me and Andrew's heart, is to reach financial freedom and independence so that we can do great big things. And so I'm sure we'll have to debrief and digest this trip and kind of what I'm feeling and stirring up, but it's kind of cool to capture it in the moment while it's happening.
Yeah.
As you're journaling, I'm starting to journal, read books, being challenged. Very interesting environment to be spending money, to be relaxing, but yet also being really convicted and challenged. So we'll have to unpack that another time.
That's good stuff. Absolutely. So thank you guys for listening to this episode of the Finance Fam. Not really sure how this audio is going. We got some Jamaican beats going right now.
So we're gonna
keep the night going, and we'll see you guys when we get back. And remember, don't look back.
Look ahead to Coco Perfect Day at Coco.
Hey, let's go.
Mess it up. Anyways, see you guys.
See you.